Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadi, and on the bottom of Amud Aleph, of Tzadi Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses more about different materials and how much one is chayav for when one carries them out. But the Gemara related to this, besides talking about how much metal one has to carry out on Shabbos to be chayav for hotzah, the Gemara quotes, what happens if somebody says, Taner Abanan Ha'omer Harei Alai Barzel? I hereby promise to give iron to the Beis HaMikdash. How much iron does he have to give to the Bedek HaBayis? Acherim omrim lo yifchos me'ama al ama. At least an ama by an ama piece of iron. That's how much you have to give. Why? What is that roi for? Lamai chazya, amrev Yosef, lekalya orev. For the kalya orev. What's the kalya orev? Some type of crow chaser. Some type of structure that was on top of the heichal, of the Beis HaMikdash, in order to keep the birds away. Rashi, mechaber ben gago shel heichal, lemnoa es ha'arve mile shev. To prevent the birds from sitting there. Some type of sharp metal, that is what is... that is why somebody who is no dare and accepts to donate metal, to donate iron, one has to give an ama nama, because that's as much that would be enough for the Kalya Orev. And the Rambam also says this, that this is what the Kalya Orev is in Beis HaBechira and Perek Dalid. The Rambam lists off that the height of the Bayis Sheni was 100 amos, and the Rambam says, V'tashar Bazel Kamo Saif. A very sharp piece of iron was on top. Gavo ama al gabi ma'ake saviv, on top of the ma'ake. Kedesha lo yonucho lof haofos v'anikra kulo orev. Right? And it's called kaya orev. And the Gemara says, ikata amre, same similar idea, that you have to give at least as much for a kaya orev, and that is ama al ama. So that's what Rov Rishonim say. There is another day of what the kaya orev is, and that's in Rabbeinu Hanano. Rabbeinu Hanano earlier, in this Pesachta, Dav Nun Zayin Mabez, he said the Kaya Orev is what we might call a scarecrow. A scarecrow, Lefi Shebemikdash Rishon Shaisa Kedushaso, we'll get to that, what exactly that difference. Vishema Yifrechua Ofos Ala Mikdash, Vyashluchu Sham Davar Tumah. So the question is also, what are you worried about? That the birds themselves will dirty up the base of Migdash, or they'll bring something tamei in their mouths and throw it. Va'asu tsura lahavriach ha'ofos mipnei ha'echol v'karo osa kulo oriv klomar zumo na'as ha'arvim milafarach begaga ha'echol. So it's a tsura, some type of scarecrow to scare away the birds. Okay, this is the Kalya Orev. What we're going to talk about a little bit is the nevuah that was given over to David and to Shlomo to build the Beis HaMikdash and every part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And that does it include. It must have included this Kalya Orev, because you can't just add on things to the Beis HaMikdash at your own will, what you think is nice. Right? It's just exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it, as we will talk about. But first of all, Tosfos both here and Tosfos in Menaches on Daf. Kuf Zayin notes that the Kalya Orev was only in Bayis Sheni. Only in Bayis Sheni, one might say. First they quote Rabbeinu Hananel, who says that. That's the Rabbeinu Hananel that I just quoted on Nun Zayin Mabez. Rabbeinu Hananel, read it from the source. Rabbeinu Hananel says there, Lefisha b'mikdash rishon, shaisa kedushaso b'chol hakol, v'haisa shchina shruya bo, lo hayu ofos parchos alav. There was no birds that flew over the Mikdash Rishon. The Kedusha was so strong, right? Even Rabbi Yosef ben Uziel, when he used to learn, there used to be fire above him. So imagine the base of Mikdash. We can't even imagine. Avo b'Mikdash Sheni pachadu. Right? The Mikdash Sheni, they were nervous. Ein Kedushaso k'Kedushas Rishon. V'shem yifrchu ofas ala Mikdash v'yashlichu shav davar tumah. Says the Rabbi Hananel, only in Mikdash in Sheni was there a Kalya Orev and not a Mikdash Rishon. And if you look in the Menachas and Tosas and Dafkuv Zion, the Tosas quotes the Aruch that says the same thing. Our Tosas also here in short, Ba'aruch Piresh, Bemikdash Rishon, Bipne Rov Kedushasa, Shahaisabo, Lo Haya, Kalya, Sara Kalya Orev. Good, that's what Tosfos says here and there, the name of the Aruch. The problem is that if you look in Gemara in Moed Katan, on Daf Tes, Tosfos quotes that it seems like there was a Kalya Orev in the first Mikdash too. Right, it seems like it was there in the first Mikdash. So Tosfos answers over there, right? I don't think Tosfos quotes it over here. Tosfos here just quotes the rejection. But if you look at Tosfos over there, Tosfos says, V'shema t'chila asa kalya orev shlo haya yodeya achreichen. Shlo yodeya achreichen. Shiro k'dusha so shamtu. They didn't know. Ain't somchan al anes. They didn't want to rely on it and not put it up and then have birds. They didn't know exactly how such a, the intense kedusha level that it would be. So they put it up, and Tosa says when they realized, when Shlomo realized that there were no birds because of the intense kedusha, so then they took it down. That is the suggestion of Tosfos on Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph and Maseches Menachos. The fact that Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni had different levels of kedusha is clear, right? That's the Gemara in Maseches Yuma at the end of the first parak, where the Gemara says that there were five items that were missing in Bayis Sheni that existed in Bayis Rishon. Elu Chamisha Dvarim. It's alluded to by a missing hay in Sefer Chagai. Elu chamisha dvarim shahayu be mikdash rishon lemikdash sheni ve elu hein. What are the five dvarim? Aron, kapores, kruvim. That's all one. Eish, shchina, ruach hakodesh, urim v'tumim. Right, there were five items that were missing. Being machlokas, what does it mean that urim v'tumim were missing? Tosfos says urim v'tumim havi shim lo kein haya kohen gadol mechusar begadim. No, it had to be that the urim v'tumim were there. The kohen gadol would be mechusar begadim otherwise. So Tosfos is assuming that urim v'tumim was part of the big dekahuna. El lo hayu mishiv in l'nishalom behen. The urim v'tumim didn't work. They were there, but they didn't function. That's what Tosfos holds. Again, big discussion. The Ksava Kabbalah discusses in Parshat Tisave what were the Urim V'Tumim. They're not described at all in the Torah. The Rambam does not describe exactly what they were. Rashi, the Ramban, hold that it was a Shem Hashem that was put between the folds of the Choshen, which was like the engine or the battery that allowed the Choshen to light up and give answers to questioners. But again, the Rambam might not hold that way. The Rambam might hold that the Avnei Choshen themselves, he suggests. But either way, it's clear that the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni had different levels of Kedusha, and it says the Shechina wasn't there in Bayis Sheni, and that's why they needed a Kalya Orif. The Binyan Zion, Rav Yaakov Etlinger, in Simen Gimel discusses, again, a question that's bothered many. So there was no Shechina, says the Gemara in Bayis Sheni. Really? Doesn't the Rambam say that Shechina ain't a Betela? Doesn't the Rambam say that once the Shechina rested on Har HaBayis, then that was it forever and ever, and it never loses its Kedusha? The rest of Eretz Yisrael, you might have a discussion of whether Kedusha Rishona, Kitsha L'Shaita, Kitsha L'Ava, Lo Kitsha L'Azalavo. But the Kedusha of Har HaBayis, isn't that forever? Says the Rambam in Perek Vav Vilchot Beis HaBechira. L'fisha Kedusha Sam Mikdash V'Yushalayim Mibnei HaShechina. V'Shechina Eina B'Tela. Once Hashem rested His presence there, that's it. So what does the Rambam say? V'shchina ain't a betela. But what do you mean? The Gemara says that there was no shchina in Bayis Sheni. And the Binyan Zion quotes in Siman Gimel other chazals that we are familiar with. Rabbi Yachom, Ela Olam, ain't shchina zazim ikosam aravi shal beis hamikdash. The Kotel has had the shchina on it. What do you mean? I thought there was no shchina. Shenem rakine ze omid achar kasleinu. Not only is it a problem on that Gemara, what about what we daven? Hashem who returns the Shechina. What do you mean he returns the Shechina? The Shechina never left. So what do you have to answer? And this is what many suggest, but the Binyan Zion says it here. There are different levels and intensities of Shechina. There was a certain intensity of Shechina that existed when we had Bayis Rishon, and there is some Shechina, so to speak. We can't talk about. We use words to say some and part, different quality. We don't have the words to talk about the different levels within spirituality. But that's what's going on here. Different levels of Shechina, and there was some Shechina that did not exist in Bayis Sheni. Umashinamar Sheba Hakavana Shanachnu Mesir Miatzmenu Aminia Shemana Kedusha Lizroch Aleinu. The Chulu, and he continues and discusses that idea. But again, this is the Shita of the Aruch, that the Kalya Orev only was in Bayis Sheni and not Bayis Rishon. But again, Tosfos says, wasn't it, in the Gemara Moed, Katan Daf Tes, seemed to say, going through the structure, that it was in Bayis Rishon also. No, Shlomo put it up and then took it down. The problem, the Achronim ask, on this suggestion of Tosfos now, that is what, he put it up, and then he took it down, but there's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, in Chafches, Dvarim Aleph, Chafches Yutes, says, Hakol Bichsav, that there's a special limud, Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai hiskel kol melechas atavnis, which Chazal understands is a special din that the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan have to be built exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem. You can't just choose. So therefore, how did Miman of Shach? If the Kali Orev was supposed to be there, how'd Shlomo HaMelech take it down? And if the Kali Orev wasn't supposed to be there, how'd he put it up in the first place? That's the kasha of the Achronim. So some Achronim suggest, in the Masifta, he quotes the number of Achronim here, who says that maybe the Nevuah of Akol Bechsav was, you have to do something to make sure there are no birds up there. That's the Mesorah. This detail didn't tell you a structure to make. It just said, do something to make sure that there are no birds there. But the Nevuah, the Akol Bechsav, didn't tell us exactly which method to use. And therefore, Bevayis Rishon, they started because they didn't know what it was going to be. But once they saw that the birds didn't come anyway, and that's also why they suggest, how could there be a machlokas about what the Kalya Orev was? How could there be a machlokas about it? Right? Don't we know exactly what it was? The answer is no. It was just different methods, a scarecrow, sharp metal, but there's a discussion about what it was, because the Misora was only that they should do something to prevent the birds from being there, but not more than that. This sugya of Hakol Bechsav, this requirement comes up in many different places. I'll just mention to you where it comes up, Hakol Bechsav. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses this. The Gemara in Sukkah, by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, discusses that they built the Tikkun Gadol. They built the great Tikkun on Sukkis in order to allow the men and the women to participate and keep the tzniyas. The Mishnah describes on Daf Nun Aleph the amazing singing and dancing that took place. Misha lo ra'a simcha speis ha-shoeva lo ra'a simcha miyamav. Somebody didn't see it. They never saw a simcha. But Motzoi yantav rishon shel chag, on Motzoi, the first day of Sukkis, yardu lezras nashim u'misachnin sham tikkun gadol. And they made a tikkun gadol. They made a tikkun gadol, a great tikkun. What's the great tikkun? So the Gemara asks, "My tikkun gadol nun aleph from a base." Amar Abelazar kaosa shoshaninu. Like we learned, the exushtra, they made a big balcony so the men can be on the bottom and the women can be upstairs. Everybody can have their room. Everybody can be celebrating together without mixing. Tana Rabbana. The Gemara continues. Barishona hayu nashim yibefnim vanashim yibachut. They would call us rosh because the man was looking at the women. His kinu shiyu nashim yoshes mi bachus vanashim yibefnim. The adayin of the call us rosh. It still didn't work. His kinu shiyu nashim yoshes mi lamala vanashim yilamata. So the men were on the bottom, the women were up. Say, ask the Gemara, hey, chidavid hachi, how they do this? Foxiv, what, they just added on to the base of Mikdash? Foxiv, akol bichsav, miyad Hashem, alai hiskil. According to the Pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, so how do they do that? So Amar Rav, krash, chuvadarish. They found the Pasuk. And that Pasuk is understood. The Pasuk in Zechariah is understood as that there's a need for it. So if they found a Pasuk, that there's a need for it, that's included in akol bichsav. Right, shafilu, bishas hatzar, sorach lahabdil, Anashim inashim, Rashi explains. It's a pasuk by a hespit. They needed to have separation. So even by a hespit, so surely at a time of Kalas Rosh and of Simcha, you need it. So that's the Gemara talking about a Kol Bechsav in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a number of tshuvas in the early days, the earlier days in America. This tshuva is from 1946, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamedtes, where he has many tshuvas about mechitzas. That was the hot topic in American Jewry at that time, when Orthodoxy was trying to stretch its tentacles to be able to build itself. So the Ramosha there, one of the early tshuvas about Mechitza, so he talks about the idea that you need separation between men and women. In the shul is a dinda araisa, says Ramosha. A dinda araisa. Why? Because it's impossible, based on the Gemara and Sukkah that we just quoted, it's impossible that Hakol Bechsav would include a dinda rabbanan. That nevuah would include a dinda rabbanan. Vim haya zerak iser drabbanan, to sit together. Lo hayat sarach lemeimar shu memela bichlal hakol bechsav kiven shein sarach ze midaraisa. For the tchos vade lo shach shiitches a iser dachol bechsav avim hayiser daraisa kochke in iser shu midarbanan lo yitcha iser hakol bechsav shu midaraisa uki mefurish vechulu. And therefore it must be a din daraisa. And he continues, and according other rayas, but again, that's the Rav Moshe uses that to explain how the idea of separation between men and women in shul is a din da'araisa for tefillah. So again, that is mechitza. It also comes up, Rav Moshe later in that tshuva quotes some of these marmakomos by the sorig. By the sorig, the sorig was the fence. We know that inside you have the Kodesh, and then you have the Ezras Nashim, and around the whole Azara, Ezras Nashim area, was a low fence called the Sorig. Low fence called the Sorig. So what was the Sorig used for? That's discussed in Midos, the whole Masechta that's about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. So in Perek Beis, Mishnah, Perek Beis here is going through from out to in, Lifnimi Manu, Sorig. Gavoa Yutvachim, it was 10 Tvachim high. Vishlosh Esre Pirtos Hayushabo, Shepirtsa Malcha Yavan. There were 13 holes in the Sorig that the Yavanim made, and then they were patched up. Chazru Vigidrim, Vigazru Kenegda, New Gimel Shtachavayos. But that's where the Sorig was. Right within the Sorig, that little fence is the Chel. The Chel is the area of 10 Amos between the Sorig and inside the, and to get to the wall of the Ezras Nashim and the Azara. That's the Zorik. So again, what was the Sorig for? Says the Rush right here on the Mishnah in Beis. The Sorig was for Hilchah Shabbos purposes. Nasa Sorig la Kifar Abayis Ledira Lioso Pasuach Ulabasof Muka. Let me just quote the earlier line. I'm sorry. Umatasi Kasav. Shalaheter Tiltul Shabbos. Naase. Vitzorach Lafari Seatam de Mechitas Arabayis. What do you mean? It's totally surrounded by walls. So what do you need this for Hilchah Shabbos for? Whatever to carry in there. Oh, Durabanan. The time the Mechitas Harabayas Nasas Techilo La Kol Binyanim Shebesoch of Avli Hukaf L'Besof Pasach. The Lomahani, again, in detail in Hilchah's Erevin, that it didn't work, and therefore, Midurabanan, you had to build a Sorig. Ask, one second, ask Ramosha. A Durabanan. A Durabanan is included a Kol Bechsav. How could he add on a fest to the base of Migdash? Right, without getting a Mitzivoy. It must be that it was included in the Mitzivoy. But according to the Rush, it's only an for an Issa Durabanan. So is that included in Akol Bechsav? So says Rav Moshe two ideas. First of all, the Marsha. The Marsha on that Gemara in Sukkah has a different shot. What's the answer to the Gemara's question of Akol Bechsav? The Gemara answers, how could they build this big balcony? So Rav Moshe and Rashi understands the answer, according to the Pasuk in Zechariah, as that you need separation and such a tzarech, and you need to do it. But if you look in the Marsha has a different understanding. The Marsha says, quotes Pirush Rashi, and then he says, "Ulefi shezeh hatikun lohayet sorech avodas hamigdash ella laafrushe meisura de erva lohavia kol bechlal kol bechsam yad Hashem." It's not that it's such a tzorech so it was included. No, the pasuk is saying laafrushe meisura is a separate heter. It's a separate heter, even though it's not included in akol bechsam. Similar to Yesh Koch Biyad Chachamim, Laka Devim Natora, you might say, to prevent Yisurim. But again, Lafrushim Meisur is different. That was the Marsha there in Sukkah on Daf Nun Aleph. So here too, Lafrushim Meisur, to build the Soreg, Lafrushim made the Isra of Tilta B'Shabbos. So maybe like that Marsha, one can answer and explain the Rush. Or Rav Moshe says in that same Tshuva, maybe the command of Akol Bechsav is only within the Ezras Nashim, and not without. Right, the chel is on the outside. Chel is on the outside. Tzarech lomar davar chadash. Sheha iser lahosef mitzad akol bechsav hu baharabayis rak be'ezras nashim. V'lo bechel. V'shar harabayis. Lochein hayemutur lasos is asorig lahatir atiltol avo be'ezras nashim sheshto iser akol bechsav mefurish that you need the pasuk. Okay, so you have it by mechitza. You have it by the sorig. It comes up also in the Rishonim by Shlomo HaMelech. Right, if you read Malachim Aleph, Shlomo HaMelech built many, many kelim. He built a lot of menorahs and a lot of shulchanos and a number of large kruvim that stood high, not on the aron. And the Radak there wonders, in Paraches, Malachim Aleph, in Paraches, Pasuk Vav, how did he do this? Ve'ein lanu lishol, lama asa Shlomo kruvim achirim, v'lo ketavnis harishonim. Kasher ein lanu lishol, just like we can't ask, how did Shlomo make these kruvim besides the first ones, just like you can't ask, lama lo asa aron achir. Why did he not make another aron while he made on a lot of mizbechos and a lot of menorahs and a lot of shulchanos. So again, there are some answers to that question that the aron by definition is with luchos. And if you don't have luchos, the aron doesn't make sense. Okay, that's a separate topic. But says the Radak, it must be hakol asa al pi anevuah kemoshe maser lo David aviv kemoshe kase b'divrei hayamim she'amar lo David hakol b'chsa hakol. So again, David told him. It must be that David told him all of these details, and that is why. How do we know? Because we know that's the Mesorah that we have. And the Radvaz has a beautiful tshuva relating to this as well. The Radvaz in Chelik Vav discusses this question. Kasha lecha, Shlomo hosif shnayim mitoch b'toch adibur. Right? He added on other kruvim. Tshuva, says the Radvaz. V'tzarech sheteda, shekol ma'asa asha shlomo al piya nevuah asa, kemo shemaser lo David aviv, hakol bechsav, like the Radak said, kasher matzinu she'asa mizbechos acherim, u'menoros v'shulchanos v'kelem acherim. V'lo asa aron acher, v'asa shnei kruvim acherim gevoah ma'aser amos. U'me'ata, kiven she'al piya dibur asa usam, alken yesh lanu lomar, ki ma she'amar akasav lo sasun iti elohi chesef, shlo yasena arba ala aron mamish. Right, that Isra lo sasun must be talking about on the Aron itself. But these were standing independent, and that was not included, and he had a nevuah about that. What do you need them for? What do you need them for? So the Radvaz says, there are so many remuzim in Shemayim for every single kli, but we can't fathom what they do. Kol shara kelim, romzim lidvarim elyonim ruchaniim. V'chein shnei kruvim gevoim, l'mala, mishnei kruvim asher l'arom. V'yitzorech sefer bifnei atzmo. V'im dvarim lo ninu likasev. V'day bazel lo hashir al sheilatcha. I'm not going to tell you, but the Radvaz says there's a lot of symbolism to every little detail of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash. And Shlomo HaMelech, concretized that through the kelim that he was told to build through Nevuah. Again, it comes up many other places. Feel free to look through the Tshuva's literature where Kol Bechsav comes up. Again, part of the larger issue of building the Beis HaMikdash. But this is a detail about the Nevuah of the Binyan HaMikdash, HaKol Bechsav. Okay, we'll stop here.